Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, just on the weekend, Michael, I was on top of the studios cleaning the solar panels. And I tell you what, we're generating power like you won't believe here.
Really? I thought you were hanging washing out.
Not from that great height. We've got Mim Lowe on the line joining us today.
And listen, we've worked with Mim Lowe on many stories in Mind Food over the years in terms of our environment section. Welcome to the show, Mim.
Thank you. It's lovely to be on the show with Michael.
Now, today we're going to talk about how energy efficiency can be part of everyday life. And I know that for most of us, we just want those quick, simple, easy tips that, you know, it's not hard, but we should just change a few things and before you know it, it's much more efficient.
Yeah, well, there are some simple things, and I think a lot of it comes down to the way you live indoors and the way your house is set up or whatever sort of your domicile arrangement is. And most people will find that if they do this bit of classic draft proofing, that their energy bills will go down and their house will be cozier and warmer. And that might just be simply a matter of walking around the house and finding where cold or warm air is escaping. And that's just proven beyond doubt that that's going to definitely affect how efficient your home is and essentially mean that at the end of the month you won't have much more to worry about in terms of electricity bills. The other thing is that in winter, certainly in Melbourne where I'm sitting at the moment, it's much easier just to perhaps put a cardi or a jumper on or not necessarily put the thermostat up too high, and it's just simple old school what probably my mum and dad and your mum and dad would have done as a matter of course. And if we just sort of think sensibly, that sort of stuff would just become part of everyday life.
Do you think we've got a bit soft and lazy? You know, there's nothing like flicking on the old heater, you know, when it's cold, and you know, do you think we've just got a bit sort of lazy on it all?
Well, the thing that I particularly like is when you flick the old heater on because you want to be nice and warm, even though it is in the middle of winter, and you want to get around your house and whatever you're wearing, and then it gets a little bit hot, so then you open the door a little bit. It's just I think we've just stopped thinking a little bit, basically. Mm. And, you know, if you just stop and have a look at what's going on, then it would go back to just old-fashioned logic and, you know, the way we probably did things 20 years ago.
If you've got a family and you've got all the kids and you've got to do the washing, is there any truth that doing it late at night is more energy efficient?
Well, it does, because you're using off-peak, especially if you have solar panels, which I do on my inner city Melbourne home. I also happen to have two small boys handy who are very, very happy to do the strange hanging out of washing at night. Essentially, if you also have solar panels, it's the time that you just can still get your feed-in tariff, make the most out of what you're earning, and also get an off-peak tariff. It just makes sense. The rule of thumb is don't put any appliance on until it's nighttime. Stick your dishwasher on at night, put your load on overnight, and then you're maximising your profits and minimising your expenditure.
And, you know, how easy is that? You know, that's just good common sense, you know, when you hear it like that. Now, I know you are working with the Climate Reality Project. What about the food we eat? You know, what are some solutions in and around that?
So, I don't know about you, but certainly in the inner city in Melbourne, it's almost like we need a veggie patch help group. We're all doing the thing where you don't need a lot of land. It might be a little raised bed. I personally went to my local veggie market, which was like not a retail one, a wholesale one, and they had some spare boxes that are about maybe a metre and a half by a metre and a half, and they about a metre off the ground. And we just took a couple of them home on the back of a ute that we hired from Bunnings and filled them through with dirt, put a little bit of grey water that comes from our bath every night, go straight into the veggie patch, and we can grow enough broccoli, tomato, a few little bits of cabbage and spinach, and it's fun. The boys love doing it.
Well, Mim, look, thank you very much for joining us today. Mim Lowe from the Climate Reality Project, how energy efficient can be part of every day of your life. Thanks for your time today.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.